A simpler time. It was 1973, and I was a 12-year-old kid living in a small town in the USA. It was middle-class suburbia. Our house was a normal house on a normal street, like a million other houses on a million other streets in this country. There was nothing special about us or where we lived. Ever since I could remember, we had young men fighting and dying in a place called Vietnam, wherever the heck that was. I remember spending my childhood hoping that I wouldn't have to go there someday. The hardness of that time touched us personally. My mother had a coworker who, along with her son, lived in a city some 5 miles away. We knew them as they often visited for Sunday dinner or movie night. When their son enlisted in the Marine Corps, he had a 1968 Plymouth Roadrunner that he purchased new. We just thought it was the coolest thing ever when he came screaming up in that car. He had no place to keep the car while away at war. My dad, being a Marine himself, offered to keep the car in our second garage bay. He even moved our boat out onto the side yard to make room for it. He reasoned that if this young man was risking his life for his country, the least we could do was to support him here at home by housing his prized possession safely. Well, he never did return from Vietnam, and that car sat in our garage for 3 years after his death. His mom couldn't even bear to look at that car. One evening, 2 years after his death, I heard my mom and dad talking about it. They had to recover the garage bay. My mom wanted to tell her friend that she had to do something with the car. My dad told her that they would not approach her, that they would just hold the car and give her whatever time she needed to deal with it. A year later, she approached my mom and dad and asked my dad to sell the car and keep whatever he received from it in payment for tying up the garage for so long. My dad had a young man at his work who was into muscle cars and ecstatic to get the chance to purchase it for what both parties agreed to be a fair price. My dad put the cash in a card and mailed it to my mom's friend. It was a sympathy card, and Dad wrote in it, "In loving memory of your Marine, who paid the ultimate price for his country, please accept this small token of this nation's appreciation." He mailed it to her unsigned. Before he sold the car, he had the fallen soldier's name written in 1-inch letters on the back of the trunk near the keyhole. It said, "In loving memory of a fallen Marine," with his name and the dates that he served. He explained the whole story of how he came to have the car to the young man who was buying it. He thought it was a fitting tribute and agreed to keep the memorial on his car for as long as he owned it. It sits in his garage today, one of his fine automobiles in a large collection. He drives in the memorial parade every year, and my dad still salutes it as it drives by.